Thank you for the privilege of sharing the testimony of how the living God reached down and saved me. In about 5 or 10 minutes, I'd just like to give you some of the brief details. Let's just turn and look at 2 verses for a minute in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in your Bible. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5, and the living God has several important things to say in the last 2 verses through his apostle, verses 20 and 21. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, and as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him, that is Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And the Lord will bless his word. I'd just like to share with you for a few minutes how God worked in my life, as he can do in every life, to reconcile me back to himself. Or a short Bible word, how I got saved or born again. You see, the word reconciled, I think you all know what it means. If you're not mad at somebody or at enmity with somebody, you don't have to be reconciled, right? Two people getting along don't need reconciled. But you see two people mad at each other, and then you see them shaking hands and making up. You say they've been reconciled. They've been brought back together. Or a husband and wife. They have a fight, but they hug and make up. They have been reconciled. They're back together. And God here gives the command through his servant to be reconciled to the living God, to come back to your Creator and Maker. And that's the brief subject we'd like to look at, how God reached into my life and many here tonight and saved us. You know, I had the privilege of being raised in a Christian home. And as far back as I can remember, I heard the Word of God. I had faithful parents who, no matter what else they gave me, one thing was their goal, that is to give me the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching of the Word of God. And I grew up in an assembly that was committed to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and today I thank God for it. I did not then. I said, why can I be like the guy next door? Look what he gets to do, and look where he gets to go, and I got to listen to this and go to the assembly. But I thank God that I had the privilege, even though I did not get saved young, of being raised in a Christian home. Because as I look back now, don't ever underestimate that privilege if you're in those shoes. Because we see in our work now as the Lord is saving some people, and they've been saved out of lives where they've enjoyed every sin they can want to enjoy. And they're forgiven. And they're the children of God now. They're reconciled. They're back with God. But you know what? There are sins they did in their lives because there was no fear of God put in them. There was no moral principles. That the fruit of that sin, as we are hearing this afternoon, is still with them. They have broken homes. They don't see their children. And on we could go. Simply because the sins they did in their unsaved days are forgiven, but the fruit of them is staring them right in the face today. And we see them every day, and it's sad. And yet it's happy. They're in Christ. But I was preserved from all that. And because of putting those principles into effect, God has spared us and me from much heartbreak. And so I thank God for the Christian home. I learned things that other people in this world should know. You see, the subject of reconciliation, how to have a personal relationship with our Creator, the living God, is worth nothing out in that world today. You don't see it on your newsstand, how to get reconciled, that's it. You don't hear it over the radio much. You see, the world doesn't think much of this subject. And the ark wasn't worth much now, was it, when it was being made? But when the storm came, the ark was worth everything. Reconciliation is the most important thing that must happen to a person. And I learned from a little child that none of us are born with a relationship with the living God. That we're separated because of sin, that there's a steel curtain of sin between us and the living God. I mean, I learned Romans 3:22, for there is no difference. You see, yes, there is a difference. Some are rich, some are smart, some are poor. But verse 23 goes on to say, the reason there's no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. And even though I was a good little boy, so to speak, clean cut, short hair and everything else. I was a sinner, one of the all, and I had missed God's mark. And I learned that verse in John 3:3 that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can't see God's kingdom unless you're born again. And I knew that. And I knew the fact. But I never had a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ of being reconciled back together with the living God. As time went on, a girlfriend of my sister's came to live with us for a while, and she wanted to get saved. And I used to walk up, I guess I was about 16 then, and go past the bedroom door, and it would be open a little bit, and she'd be in there reading her Bible. And every day I saw her doing that. And one day she professed salvation. And the Lord gave me a promise. I knew the facts, but I didn't understand what it meant to really come back together with the living God. He gave me the promise in Matthew 7:7, seek and ye shall find. And I began to read my Bible, to seek, to find the way that I heard over and over. But I was ashamed to get caught reading the Bible. When Mom or Dad would come upstairs, I'd close it real fast, stick it under the cover. Ashamed of the words of the living God. You see how the devil got us blinded? 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. We are spiritually blind. We can't think straight. He has blinded us. Hide that Bible. I didn't care if I got caught reading a sports magazine, a business magazine. I wasn't ashamed of that. But I was ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. He had me so fooled. I didn't take to heart the verse in Mark 8:38. The Lord said, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You're ashamed of me? I'm going to be all embarrassed about knowing you too. But I kept seeking. I believed that promise. And I graduated from high school and I went to business school. But that was in 1964, and there was a series of gospel meetings in our assembly, and the Lord again began to work in me. And again, I started to speak again. I started to read. I was getting out into the world. I just couldn't wait to get out on my own to try what I had missed. But God started to show me that as a sinner, that if I would die as I live in my sins, that as Jesus Christ said in your Bible, in John 8:21, whither I go, you cannot come. You can't come where I am, because I'm holy. And he showed me that if I would die that way, I'd go to hell. And I got on my knees one night, and I said, God, I've tried to believe. I was all confused with his believing. I said, you'll just have to send me to hell. That's what I deserve. I can't do it. And I went to bed that night and slept like a baby because I knew I was finished. Well, the next night was the last night of the gospel meeting, and I cannot tell you what the preacher spoke about. But I remember just sitting there, and suddenly the Lord revealed to me verse 21, or the truth of verse 21. He asked us to be reconciled, but he doesn't ask us something that's not possible. It is possible because of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great exchange, the great love gift. For he hath made him to be sin for us. Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I saw there, the thought came to me, God said, I said, God, you cannot lie. You can't lie. Your word says that Jesus died for me. He was on the cross for my sin. It just hit me like that. If God said it, it's true. He did die for me. And right there, I saw it by faith that my whole sin question, my blackness, my ugliness, that Jesus Christ, the only one who never sinned on that cross, he became the sin factor, the sin issue. He was made sin for me. And the great exchange, my sin on the Lord Jesus Christ, God's righteousness on me. The greatest exchange that this world knows about. On the cross, he became my sin issue. He paid it all as he shed his blood. And when I, by faith, rested on him, his righteousness, God, was clothed on me, put on me. I said, God, you can't lie. If Jesus died for me and you said it, it must be true. I'll take him. And I was reconciled. And I said, it can't be this easy. I can't believe it. And I opened my Bible and right in front of me was 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God so that you might know that you have eternal life. It's written so I can know I saw the contractor, the written word of God. And I was reconciled back with the Father. I no longer was a child of the devil, for 1 John 3:10 says we're children of the devil and we're headed for the devil's home, the lake of fire. I now was a child of God. He was my Father, reconciled back together. There's a whole lot more to reconciliation than relationships. That he's been doing in the years since then. You see, he reconciles our mind. We have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. He gives us a new mind. We begin to think different. Then we walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. We begin to act different. Our lifestyle, he's changing to be like his. He's reconciling that. And then someday, we've been hearing John 14:3. Geographically, face to face, we're going to be reconciled. That where I am, there you may be also. Where I am, you're going to be there too, if you're a believer. Reconciled to the living God. You know, on the day I got saved, the man that says he's the greatest boxer in the world, he won his first heavyweight championship. That helps me remember today. But he doesn't have it today, and I have everything else. I know he's rich, but I have eternal life. I'll never see hell. I have the Holy Spirit and a new life in Christ in me, and someday where he is, I'll be with him, eternal life. And so I would urge you tonight, as you hear the two preachers preach the Word of God, God commands you to be reconciled to God, to have a personal relationship with God, and it is possible. Why? The great cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, he became sin for you, and for you, and for me. So we can be reconciled. So that sin barrier, that steel curtain of sin is paid for, the door is open, we can come home to the Father. You are reconciled. What he did for me, what he did for others, because of the cross, he can do for you tonight. Praise be to his name. Thank you.